You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
John Underhill, good morning to you.
Morning, Gavin.
John, of course, from Burren Vets in Ennis-Diamond, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. Actually, we're going to talk about matters that are related to farming on the programme this morning. Tell me about your event tonight, and then we'll get into
the issues. Yeah, we have an event with MSD in the Armada Hotel tonight, shortly after 7 o'clock. For farmers, and it's going to be talking about calf diseases and how we prevent them and prevent losses. Very important now at the moment, because of course beef is under threat at the moment with Brexit looming, and prices aren't particularly good. So it's all about reducing costs at the moment, because we're not guaranteed any prices ever. But I suppose at the minute, this particular moment in time, it's a little bit, you know, bit dodgy.
It's, with that in mind, then you're kind of offering preventative measures.
That's exactly what it is. It's an evening. We have there's a couple of us speaking from the practice, myself included, and Geraldine, and then we have Martin Kavanagh, who's a veterinary cattle specialist, I suppose, and he'll be talking about that. He's the main speaker, really, for the evening, and he's a very good speaker.
7 o'clock tonight at the Armada Hotel in Spanish Point.
Correct.
Give me the Spark Notes version of your talk. So this morning, what is the general advice to farmers when it comes to trying to mitigate problems before they arise in the first place?
Well, okay, so I suppose this time of the year, when the maternity ward is opening up and we've got calves being born all over the place, it's the start of the spring. I suppose one of the big problems that we see is calf scour or calf diarrhea, and it causes a lot of losses, and it's prevalent on all farms to some degree, and some people really suffer badly with it. Their calves, they have a lot of losses with it. Calves get very dehydrated very, very quickly with it. It's preventable with vaccination, and there are vaccines available to prevent rotavirus and E. coli scours, which are probably the bulk of the problem. There are preventers for Cryptosporidia, which is another ugly bug that causes problems for calves, lambs, and ourselves, indeed, with contaminated water sources.
Exactly, we've seen that.
Very nasty stuff. And, you know, you can imagine, obviously, for people handling calves, they don't want to, and it's just children on the farm or, you know, people that mightn't be that well, handling these calves and treating them without washing hands, certainly be very, very careful about hand hygiene.
At what sort of stage in a calf's development are you giving them these vaccines?
The vaccines are given, well, okay, I suppose the most popular one is given within 3 months and 3 weeks of calving. So there's a nice little window there, even if you're not sure about your calving dates. You know, so 3 months to 3 weeks. So around now, I suppose, for a lot of people, because, I mean, the bulk of the calving in this area would be, certainly for suckler people, would be in March and April. So that's when we would be the busiest anyway.
Your window is
dairy,
open now.
The dairy guys would be kicking off, already started calving, because they're in, you know, milk production starts at the beginning of February around here. But yeah, it is very, very preventable, and I think it's very advisable for people that have, you know, if you've got an annual sort of this problem every year and you're struggling with it, and we have a lot of part-time farmers. They're working, you know, during the day or even during the night, and
of course,
and or day and night, and they're coming back to from work and having to deal with animals that aren't well and trying to rehydrate them, which is the main treatment, you know, hydrating calves and keeping them warm and getting them back on their feet again. And the more severe one, you don't want this when you're working, obviously, and it's obviously very preventable. Some of them then we would be called in where they would need intravenous fluids. So they need dripping. And in copious amounts of fluids, you know, I mean, we would frequently drip calves with, you know, 4 or 5 litres of fluids. Seems like a lot.
But they're physically big.
They're losing 10% of their body weight. If they're 50 kilos, 5 litres is 10% of the body weight. And that's only just to get them rehydrated. Then you've got to kind of top them up with what they need for maintenance, you know. So,
on the vaccines, does it matter in terms of brands, or are they always effective as well? I mean, I know this is a separate matter, but I was listening to some of the coverage on the equine flu, and there was a suggestion that the strains that weren't covered by the vaccine for that.
Yeah. obviously,
are there other strains as best?
Yeah, there are, of course. But the main problem with young calves is rotavirus and E. coli and cryptosporidia. Now, crypto isn't. There's no vaccine at the moment available for crypto. The vaccines that are out there at the moment, there are about three of them, and they will cover the strains of rotavirus and E. coli that are causing the problem. If there is a vaccination problem, or when we see vaccination issues where there doesn't appear to be working, these vaccines rely on the fact that you've got to give plenty of bee stings or colostrum, because that's where the vaccine is transferred. It's transferred in the milk. So it's transferred in the first milk. So if you're not getting enough bee stings into these calves in the first few hours of life, and they're recommending now, you know, 3 litres in the first 2 hours of bee stings, you know. So it's quite a lot of milk. You need to get the milk in very quickly early on. Otherwise, the vaccine is not going to be, the immunoglobulins are not going to be transferred to the calf. Where there's vaccination failure is usually because it's given at the wrong time or the wrong route. The vaccine hasn't been stored correctly, taken out of the fridge, left on the Jeep or whatever for a few days, heated up, and then it's been given. And this, look, believe it, this happens. It's, you know, silly stuff happens. We get tripped up constantly or forget to put it in the fridge and, oh, it'll be all right, we'll use it. And is it in date, all the rest of it? But then the big problem is they're not getting enough bee stings. And it's the big problem with calf health in general is across the board, the ones and I say this every year, the ones that are getting ill early on in the first few days of life with whatever, whether it's calf scour or joint ill or septicemia, they're all deficient in immunoglobulins, so they're all deficient in bee stings. There's a problem with it.
And basically, be it in the vaccine or in the bee stings, it's that investment of time, that investment financially as well, that will mitigate.
You get that time back triple four, you know, you really get it back in spades. It's worth investing in. I know, coming back, you know, working whatever, middle of the night, you know, a cow calving, trying to get bee stings into a cow, she might be cooperating, all the rest of it. It's really, really important to get the bee stings in.
Absolutely.
You get that, so much value out of it.
You're meeting tonight, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at the Armada.
John Underhill, up from Burn Vets. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.